Hello, everyone. We are getting ready to start our orientation for all of our brand new people. Oh, my gosh. So cool. All right. I'm going to give you guys a minute to get in here. I'm going to pause the recording. So we'll be back probably with me just kicking it off. Zoom recording. Okay. So this is orientation. So for what I want you guys to do is I want you to save your questions for the end. Now, if you want to ask some questions in chat that you just think an elder can answer or Kathy Hartman can answer, that's perfect. But if it's something that you think only I can answer or you want answered, I want you to save it to the very end. This is a pretty comprehensive little presentation I'm doing for you guys. So I'm going to cover a lot of good stuff. And if you save it to the end, that means that the Q&A won't last as long because I won't be having to read through questions that I've already asked. Now, if you come in the middle or something, that's okay. That's fine. You'll want to not raise your hand because on this call, I'm not bringing anyone on screen. I know sometimes you guys sit on your phone and your butt ends up turning on the raise hand function. This is what you don't want to have happen. Me thinking that you really need to be on this call and I call on you and you're like sitting on the toilet with your video camera on and you didn't know I was going to call on you. So watch raising your hand in all future Zoom calls. When you're using the chat, make sure you're using all panelists and attendees. By the way, Kathy will be able to see your comments and your questions. So you'll want to turn that on. And then also, if you're here with me live today, then I just want to say congratulations. You have learned how to do a Zoom call. If you're here, you've already figured it out. So that's simple and easy and done. You'll never have to figure it out again. So one of the things that I know that happens very often when you first join PMP, we try to make things so simple for you by automating a lot of stuff. But in order for you to have the simplicity, in the very beginning, there's a couple things you have to set up, like Zoom calls and subscribe to the calendar and got to do that private member podcast. Once all that's done, you're going to feel like everything is so simple here. It's like, oh, I just get my reminders. Oh, this just happens. So that is always nice. Now, if you're part of the literally, it used to be 80% of the tribe, but most of these calls, only about 5% of the entire tribe actually attends a live call. So if you're part of the people who are listening on replay, I just want to say congratulations to you too. It means you've made this work for your schedule. You're going to see that recordings, when you're listening to them or you're watching them, it's just like being there live. So you don't have to worry about, you know, oh my God, Corinne, you know, my schedule, I never can be there live. Obviously, I am missing out on something truly critical to my weight loss. Being on a call live, I guarantee you, is not the reason why you either do or do not overeat. The reason why you're overeating or staying on your plan is because you are listening to these things, thinking about it, doing the things I tell you to do, and then applying. It has nothing to do with if your ass is sitting in front of the computer at the exact same time I'm speaking. So I want everybody to get real clear, crystal clear on that. Your success has nothing to do with the amount of live trainings you attend. It has to do with you being willing to not quit. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. Oh, shit. All right. So, where is everything? That's always one of the first questions. Where's my shit? PNPtribe.com. I'm going to say it one more time. PNPtribe.com. That is your membership website. That is why you're here. This website, everything that's in there, that is the difference between being a groupie with one little podcast a week that has nothing to do with your journey. It has no deep dive material in it. This is the difference. The reason why you joined is because I take everything that you've been listening to on the podcast and we blow it the fuck up for your goals. So you are going to deep dive more into things. You're going to get 24/7 Corinne if you want it. Like, you can binge listen forever. I make sure that if you want to have me on repeat, you have everything you need in order to do that. We have worked very hard at making sure that this website not only has the private member podcast where you can take it on the go and integrate it into your life, but we try to make sure that we listen to the things our tribe wants and we create lessons and organize things in a way that, like, at any time If you're struggling, you have stuff you can look at. At any time you're ready to like take the next step, you have stuff that you can look at. So PNPTribe.com is really where you have found what I consider the Netflix of weight loss and self-development. It's like being able to just lay in your bed and saying, you know what, today I really want to study urges. Let's just see what all Corinne's got on urges. And you can just learn and grow all you want. Oh, shit. I don't know what is wrong with my computer. It just killed everything. Hang on. Oh, well, I must have hit some weird button. All right. So on PNPDrive.com, where everything's happening, number one, you're going to see at the top, if you're on your desktop, you're going to see the menu. If you're on your computer, you're going to see what's called a hamburger. The hamburger, which I didn't know this was called a hamburger until my husband told me, but it's three lines. For some reason in the internet world, that's considered a hamburger. I'm like, that doesn't look like any of the burgers I threw down back in my day, but there's three little lines. If you touch that on your phone, it will bring a menu up for you. So we have this menu. I'm going to just briefly go over it real quick so you really understand it. Start here. That's always orientation. Once you've done orientation, you don't have to go back through it again, but that's where you will find it. Then you have homepage. The homepage to me is where, like, if you don't know where to go, just click on homepage. It's the default page, and it has the most important things on it. So you will see, like, the no BS is right there. The orientation is right there. The monthly training calendar that has every live thing that we do, all is right there. It has the homepage has, if you scroll down to the bottom, you're going to see the massive action line each week, which is your weekly newsletter that tells you what's going on this week. So if you're like, I don't know what to do this week, go to the homepage, scroll to the bottom, look at the massive action line. It will say, here's what we're studying this week. Here's the worksheet you should do this week. It's very clear and very concise. Then you have on the hamburger or on the menu, the No BS Success Path. This is the course. This is the foundation. Everything that you need to know about weight loss will happen in No BS Success Path. We will all be going through it together as a community for the next 8 weeks. There are five courses in there, and in each one of those has little lessons. Every week we're going to do all of them together. You also will have three bonus weeks that will not be there, but the calls, the live calls and things, will be structured around reinforcing some of the things that we learned. The most important things that we learn in No BS are going to be really getting your head wrapped around your hunger scale and all the emotional stuff that comes with that, really getting your head wrapped around realistic planning and all the emotional stuff that comes with that, and then practicing how to be hungry. One of the key things for weight loss is learning how to break the fear of hunger, the being comfortable with waiting for hunger, and the idea of how do I get to hungry without it being a shit show later. We have a whole week that we just practice that, and it's amazing. And then next you have what's called video replays, private member podcasts. This is, if you go there, this is where every single thing I say or do goes, and it's organized by topic so that you're not having to just scroll through endless content. So if you finish your No BS Success Path work for the week and you want to do some other things, you can always go to video replays and be like, you know, I'm really interested in binging, or I'm really interested in overeating. You can go and you can look at the topic and you can listen to recorded calls where I was coaching someone who have those specific things. The next thing is called Toolkit. This is where worksheets exist, the planner exists, all sorts of things like that. So you can go to the Toolkit at any time to print things and see like just all the different materials that we have designed for you. Also, your staying on track bonuses are located in the Toolkit. Community, This is where you go to see, we have a meetup calendar. So if you're, let's say you live in Nashville, Tennessee, and you go, you can look to see when the next Nashville meetup is. We have it organized to where people in different cities, when they organize a meetup, they submit it to us and we put it on a community calendar for you guys so that you're not trying to scramble and look and hunt. So it's good to just check the community calendar every now and then to see if in your area there is a group of PNP tribe members who are getting together if you're interested in that. Also in community, you're going to find where we have all of our subgroups listed, the descriptions of them, and a link to get there. So if you want to request access to one of them, you can join as many subgroups as you want. As long as it's something that's topical, you're feel free to be involved. These are just subgroups where you guys can talk about specific things around your topic. But the majority of people are just in PNP Tribe because we just go in that. You'll notice in our Facebook group over there, it's, you know, we just don't deal with a lot of drama. We're going to talk a little bit about just rules of the playground and all that kind of stuff later. But most people are just in PNP Tribe, the Facebook group. Get Coached is next. That's where the training calendar resides. So you'll know when I'm coaching, when the coach's office hours are and such. Also over there is how to ask a coach. So you can submit a question. If you're like, very often people do not want to ask questions in the Facebook group. They're just like, you know, this is very personal, or, you know, I just don't want anyone to know I'm asking this. You can always ask it and get coached. We have about a 24 to 48 hour turnaround window. The reason why I've extended it to 48 hours is because I just, you know, sometimes the girls have to have a day off. I would love it if we could just turn it around all the time. But, you know, every now and then, Kathy and Betsy like to see their grandkids, spend time with their husbands, and do the things. So it's usually 24 to 48 hours. I encourage you, though, if you just have questions that the tribe can answer, I want you to consider doing it in the Facebook group, because very often the tribe is very wise. I mean, you got to think, these are the people who have walked the path before you. You do not have to worry about going into the tribe and there being a shit show going on. This isn't the groupies anymore. Over in the tribe, first of all, you've got the elders. They know how it rolls. If somebody comes in there, you can have a bad day in PNP. Like, you can come in there and say, like, my day was bad, here's what I'm thinking, all that kind of stuff. But if you go in there and you act like an asshole because you had a bad day, we will delete your post. We will give you one warning. And then after that, we will ask you to leave the tribe. I will tell you right now that I have been in business for over 12 years, and I think this has now happened a total of 2 times. I tend to, people who listen to my podcast, one, understand I'm a no bullshit kind of person. I don't put up with it. I think it's crap. We shouldn't have to be surrounded by that. That's not what my tribe's about. Number two, we teach you guys so much self-responsibility and how to think on such a grown-up level. We just don't have the problem. And then we have live events. So you guys can check that out if you're just like, oh my God, so glad to be here. When is the next live event? If you go to live events, you will see everything that we have for 2020. You guys are really lucky because we opened it up. We've sold about 40 to 50% of our live events. Like, they're all sold about halfway through now. So we made sure that we had enough so that you guys had plenty of opportunity to get into some. So if you want to come to a live event next year, if you go to live events, you can read about all the different ones and see what's offered and if that's something you want to do. Not everybody goes to live events. The majority of the tribe doesn't. But for some of you, you really want to leave the hustle and bustle of life and you want to come to Nashville and you want to just immerse for a few days and just, you know, like, marinate in all the things tribe and really let it soak in. If that's you, that's where you go to get that information. And the last thing is the bonus courses. Now, if you're brand new, my advice is always do the no BS. Like, go through the no BS first. The bonus courses are there for you once no BS finishes. Because here's what happens. You go through no BS and you really get the foundation for your food and everything. So you're working on your weight. And as you're working on your weight and we start taking away, you know, emotional eating, the emotions you've been escaping and the things you've wanted to, you needed to work on, they start coming to the surface. In NoBS, we work on what I would just call the foundation of how to deal with the rest of the things that are coming in, all the avoidance stuff. We teach you about what your brain is doing and stuff. Bonus courses are where you start noticing, well, this is the shift that came up for me. So maybe it's, I've noticed that when I'm not emotionally eating anymore, I don't like myself. I talk like crap to myself. I don't have self-love. Then you would take the self-love course. And that's where you would do a deep dive for 30 days on self-love. Now, every month, what I do is I take the tribe through something. So you can either do whatever bonus course we happen to be doing that month, or you just do your own. All of PNP is very self-paced and self-managed. It's for you to make what you want out of it. I have tried to design PNP to make sure that it fits your lifestyle. Not to where it fits mine, but where it really fits you. You can come in and out of PNPtribe.com and really get what you need to lose weight. So you can spend as little time or as much time as you want, and you'll be able to lose weight. So here's the order of importance on what to do. Number one, finish the orientation. I know some of you are sitting here, you're on the orientation call, you still haven't even done the orientation videos yet. That's fine, but when this is over, I want you to do the orientation. It's important. It is not just a click here, do this. There's a little bit of that, but I teach you about like how to take your measurements and why we do that. And I start seeding your future self there. For those of you who have a problem seeing your future self, you'll notice my orientation talks about how do you commit to your future self? How do you get out of the initial steps of overwhelm and like more than what a typical orientation is going to do? So I encourage you to do it. It also is going to help you get that private member podcast installed. Guys, I cannot tell you, the people who install the private member podcast will tell you it makes all the difference in the world. They can take me on the go. We'll talk more about getting creative with it later, but it really is like, you know, you save data charges and all the things. So if you're having a problem getting it installed, usually if you ask in the Facebook group, so many people have installed it at this point between elders and stuff, they can give you quick short tips and stuff or shortcuts and such. And a lot of people be like, let me screenshot exactly how I did it. I would ask over there. If you're not on Facebook and you can't get it installed, I would make sure you email support at pnptribe.com, and Sadie, who is my assistant, she will help you get it installed. But start in the tribe first. Lots and lots of people are getting it installed. And it's so often, I'll just tell you, the number one reason why people have a hard time is because when you're typing in HTTP, you leave off the S. I know it sounds so simple, but we forget that there are sometimes HTTP and HTTPS. So if you've been having a problem, go through and see if maybe you have left the S off of when you're typing in the feed. Like 90% of the people are like, oh yeah, that was what was wrong. So just make sure that you finish orientation. Step two, for everyone, is no BS. Cannot reiterate the importance of the no BS. This is your weight loss course. It is self-paced. Now, I'm going to say this. You're going to get an email. You already have one. It's called the Massive Action Line. You will get it every single Sunday from us without fail. If you don't get the Massive Action Line, you should email support at pnptribe.com. Here's why. You likely have an email setting that is throwing it into your trash, throwing it into your promotions folder, or throwing it somewhere and not letting it through. So you might want to check trash, spam, promotion folders first. If you didn't get one this morning, if it's in there, you need to tell your email by moving it to the inbox. You need to whitelist us. You need to say, like, we are somebody you want our emails from. If for some reason you set your account up with some bullshit email that you use that you don't really read stuff from, well, guess what? All of your email from us is going to go there, and this is all of your weight loss email that you just paid for. So if that's you, I would make sure you email support and tell them you need to change your email address to one that you're actually going to read and use. Okay. Now, in that email, we're going to tell you each week what we're doing as a tribe. But here's what I want you to do. If we're moving faster than you would like to do, just know you get to move at your pace. If there's things that we're going to do that week that don't apply to you, you skip that part. You don't need to feel like, I'm behind. Oh my God, this is too much. Wah, wah, wah. You're in the tribe now. We don't whine anymore. Whining days are over. Here's what we do. If you need to go slower, you don't ask for permission. You don't whine. You don't complain. You know what you do? You go slower. You start learning how to make decisions for yourself. You do what you need to do. You do not do what you think you have to do, what you should do, what somebody else is doing. None of that. We are now going to, I'm teaching you from day one, we all take responsibility for ourselves in the tribe. And the only way to start learning how to take responsibility for yourself is to actually start doing things that are responsible. So if we're moving at a pace you don't like, slow it down. None of this stuff's going anywhere. If I have a call on Monday about module one, guess what? If it's 3 weeks from now because you've been traveling and you want to listen to that call, you just go back and you push play on that call. You've missed nothing. And I'm just going to tell you, I repeat a lot of stuff. You're going to hear me. Everybody's going to be asking the same questions all the time. I answer hunger scale questions probably, 4,000 times a week and repeat the same things 4,000 times a week. And I'm happy to do it. You're not going to miss anything ever. I always operate on the mindset of when I show up, wherever I'm at, I'm going to learn exactly what I'm supposed to be learning right then. I never worry about what I've missed. I just don't think I missed anything. I just always think that was the part I wasn't supposed to hear. What are we doing today? I'm always about, what are we doing today? That's what I want for you. So no BS is going to be your primary focus. There will be weekly calls and stuff like that during the week. But if you haven't listened to your no BS, then skip those. Or let's say that you're going to come on, for example, this is Sunday, we're doing orientation, and the first live group call where we're going to talk about module one is on Monday night. And you haven't had a chance to listen to your no BS, but you want to be there on that call. Be on that call, and then later in the week, you listen to your no BS. There's no right or wrong way to do this. The only wrong way to do it is to sit back and be overwhelmed and do nothing. That's the wrong way. That's not going to get you any results. It's not going to teach you anything. But every time you're willing to meet yourself where you're at and to push yourself to do something when you don't want to or when you think you're doing it wrong is one step closer to you losing your weight for good. Inside of No BS, there's a workbook. It's an amazing workbook. I wrote it myself. If you guys have always been like, I wonder what Corinne would write, the workbook. I wrote the workbook for this. There's also worksheets included. Not everybody does all the worksheets. Some people will do every one of them. I personally am going through No BS with all of you. I'm doing every single worksheet. I've committed to myself. This will get done. I want to do all the worksheets. I'm ready to dust off my No BS skills. I dust mine off every few months. I think the only way for me to know what you guys are going through is to do the work that I ask you to do. I'm not going to ask you to do shit that I'm not willing to do myself. Now, if you have a life that's not like conducive to doing all the worksheets, or you look at a few of them, you're like, I don't think this one applies to me. I think I'm doing pretty good here. You can skip those. Here's what I don't want you to do though. I don't want you telling yourself some bullshit lie that you're not good at worksheets. They're too hard. I'm not really good at the journaling. That's crap. Here's the thing. You're not going to get good at any of that stuff unless you do it. What I'd rather you do is do all the worksheets and say like, you know what? I didn't really learn as much as I thought I would. Maybe I don't need to do all the worksheets. That's when you know. But if ahead of time, you're just basing your ability to do worksheets or whatever you're going to do upon fear and how you've messed up in the past, that's not a good reason. That's a terrible reason. We're going to base all of our decisions in PNP upon who we want to be and where we're going. So all of the training, in No BS is very focused. It's focused on the weight loss, and it's not just on what to eat. It's focused on what to think so that you can eat to lose weight. So people ask me all the time, like, Corinne, how did you and all the successful people do it? Like, you'll want to know, like, all right, Darcy Crist, how did you lose all your weight? Hey, Jennifer Saya, how'd you do it? Heidi, like, these are some of the girls that you're going to see posting in the tribe and stuff who've had a lot of success. And you're going to want to ask them, what'd you do? Let me tell you what they did. They kept showing up. None of them sat around and quit on themselves. None of them sat around and did it perfectly. None of them sat around watching other people trying to figure out if they're ever going to get their shit together. That's not it. You know, it's not even because they did no BS. That's just another plan, guys. Even my plan, it's just another plan that's out there. The difference is that we're teaching you to keep going. You're going to overeat. Your plus two and your minus two is going to be ultra confusing. You are going to make a 24-hour plan, and some fucker's going to walk in and say, I want to go out tonight. You're going to have a trip. And let me just tell you, you ain't going to know where you're going to eat. All of that's going to happen. That's the reason why no plan ever works. Because you don't need the plan. You need to learn how to handle all those things. You need to learn how to think through those things. And you have to learn how to keep going when those things are happening. Nobody teaches you that part. They're just like, here's the plan. Now go do it. And if you don't do it, somehow you're just a failure. We are going to just keep showing up. That's all you have to do. When it gets hard, confusing, when you don't want to do it, when the enthusiasm's gone, when everybody's losing weight this week, but you seem to be the only person who stalled or gained 1 pound, when you have your period, when your husband is like, you're not losing slow enough, won't you just do a keto diet? All that, you have to keep showing up. That's the only magic key. If you don't take anything from orientation, take that one thing away. Keeping the promise to yourself to show up is everything. That is the ultimate commitment. So never stop trying. The one thing we're learning here is that we're not relying on willpower anymore. We're not trying to be perfect anymore. What we're doing is learning how to change fundamentally the way we think about our weight loss. So you're going to feel overwhelmed. You're for sure going to be worried at times. Trepidation is coming. All of that's normal. I don't want you to think something's going wrong because mistakes are happening or something's wrong because you're feeling these things. I want you to know it's like, oh, it's because I'm trying. That's why I'm feeling these things. And so if I just keep trying, I am for sure going to get it right at some point. At some point, I'm going to ask the question the way that I need to ask it. I'm going to hear the thing I need to hear. I'm going to do the thing that makes sense for the first time. My brain is finally going to realize, oh, we're thinking differently now. Now I can just automatically start thinking this way. You're not going to have to reroute it 1,000 times to do it anymore. We're going to learn how to feel all of the doubts, all of the fears, all of the things, but not quit anymore over it. Whereas in the past, no one's told you, this is the normal part. Yeah, you're supposed to be feeling all this, but it's only because of the way you're thinking. It's not because it's bad. That's the difference. So please hear me when I say that. Your fear, your overwhelm, your self-judgment, your worry, your trepidation, all of it. It's not because something's going wrong or something's bad. It's all because, oh, I'm thinking something that's causing me to feel this way. And if all it is ever, guys, is a thought, then we're going to teach you how to start thinking differently over time. But that first fundamental change is like, oh, this is normal. Nothing's going wrong. I just need to reach out and talk about it. And I'll get perspectives. And that will be everything. The third step. So number one was accountability, or number one was orientation. Finish it. Number two, no BS. get started and go at your pace. Some of you I know are going to want to turbo jam through this stuff. Feel free. I don't care if you're a turbo jammer. Just every week when I assign the next module, all I ask is that if you've already finished an OBS, listen to that week one more time. Listening to it one time is never going to be enough. Step three is accountability and support. So here's how you're going to get accountability and support. First is get coached. If you go to the website, there is a place there called Get Coached. You'll see where my Q&A calls happen, where all of the live coaching calls happen. If you can make any of those, you'll also see on there the Ask Coaches area, where if you want to ask a coach for something specific, you can ask there. All you have to do is come back to Ask Coach. You will not be emailed your response. You will ask your question, make sure you know what your subject was, and then you'll come back in 24 to 48 hours, and we will have responded to you. You can also look at other of questions that have been asked. A lot of times, if you just go through there, you'll see your questions probably been answered two or three times. If you want to read those, it might just save you some time on having to wait for an answer. You can also go straight to the Facebook group for tribe support. Inside the Facebook group, you have not only the people who have been in the group for a long time now, who know a lot of the things that you're going to be asking, can give you tips, hacks, tricks, their perspective, all the things, but we have mentors in the tribe also. So a lot of times the mentors are surfing through there, making sure that they're answering things. Me and the coaches, we do not go in there very often. Now, I do go in and read a lot and stuff, so don't think mama's not watching, but I don't respond a lot. I respond to things that I'm like, this is something that I would like a lot of people to see. And I go in there and I will do like maybe a quickie Facebook Live, and then we'll immediately load it up into the private member podcast and video replays. But if you're looking for us, we are in pnptribe.com. Facebook is where you're going to be getting your community support and mentor support. And then accountability partners. On Mondays, hashtag daily post. You will see, you can search the group for hashtag daily post on Monday, and you will find the Monday accountability thread. This is where you'll post. All the instructions are in there for you. You can post and you can find groups. We even have a little guide for the groups to teach you how to have accountability partners and how to run your groups. So we do a big job on trying to make sure you guys have all the support you can get. Don't forget that to stay on track, you have your Sunday Massive Action Line email. I've already covered that. Check your email today. You should already have it. If you didn't get it, support at pnptribe.com. Check your spam, promo, junk, any kind of other folder possible. Check. It should come from us. Use your planner. The planner was designed by me specifically to support all the things I teach in PNP. There may be a couple things in the very beginning when you get your planner. We have instructions in the beginning, but we have a couple things in there that you're not going to be introduced to in the OBS until probably weeks 3 and 4. That's okay. If you don't understand something, just leave it blank. Ask in the Facebook group. If you want to, look in the OBS, look ahead to see if you see something in there, feel free to look at that stuff. But you don't need to feel like if you don't fill out every square from day one, that somehow you're not going to be able to do it. I also have a planner lesson in the side of the OBS the first week that goes into detail about the planner. But I recommend you using it like a boss. It's what's going to help you stay on track and learn so much about yourself. The Facebook group is not why you joined, guys. I just want to reiterate this. It's a great group, but it's for when you're done with your OBS and your PNP work. We teach and apply in pnptribe.com. We chat and get ideas from our fellow tribe members in Facebook. So read what you can. Don't use it at all. It doesn't matter. If you're worried that somebody in the world might know you're in it, use a fake name. Tell us, I'm using a fake name. I have all my, don't friend anybody. Then that means the PNP, the PNP group will be the only thing in your feed. We have a lot of people who use a fake name and a fake picture because they have jobs that they just can't have stuff online. So if you want to do that, you is fine. But if you're not in Facebook, you're not going to miss anything. I don't put anything that I want the tribe doing inside Facebook. Now we do some stuff that like for the Facebook users, like we'll say like, you know, post your way in and, you know, we ask you questions. We have daily posts and stuff like that. But that's not why you'll lose weight. That will make it more fun and where you can get tribe help and stuff if you're using Facebook, but it's a very small piece of it. So I don't want anyone thinking that I can't keep up with the Facebook group. That's not where PNP happens. It is just not where PNP happens. So if you're in there and you see 5,000 posts, right? Like, oh my gosh, I was in there yesterday and look at how much stuff's happened. Great. Respond to what you want. Scroll through. I usually don't scroll through past 20. I just don't. I belong to other groups. I go in there. I belong to this one group that has like 30,000 something members, and it's a paid membership. And you better believe I don't go in there thinking that, oh my God, I've missed everything. I just go in there and be like, what's interesting? I scroll through a few things and then I'm out. There's a search bar at the top of Facebook. You can search for things. If you just want to see if there's been any videos, search video. If you want to see just daily posts, hashtag daily post. If you want to just see shit I've replied to, search my name. You can do stuff like that. Save any of the posts you want to review. I do that a lot. I go through my Facebook groups. There's three dots in the upper right-hand corner. Or no, it's a drop-down arrow, I think, at the upper right-hand corner of a post. If you push that button, it will let you save the post. You might want to save a post that you're like, oh, I want to check back on this in a few days. This looks like an interesting discussion. We have announcements at the top. If there's ever anything important going on inside the Facebook group that's like something specific to what we might be doing for fun over there, it will be in the announcements. A lot of you, when you join the tribe, it's a very active group, and it should be. I want you guys enthused. I don't want you guys sitting around like, this is the suckiest group that ever happened. We want it to be live and interactive. We want there to be lots and lots of discussions and stuff so that you can find discussions that you relate to. But if you find it's too much for your newsfeed, there's a simple fix. Turn off notifications for the PNP Facebook group, and then you just come visit it when you want to. You're not going to miss anything. You can also add the PNP Tribe private Facebook group to your shortcuts. That way you can quickly find it in your groups. And we have a no asshole rule in there. This is super simple, guys. We don't talk politics. We don't judge people. We don't go in there and slam somebody for anything. We just don't. We don't sell shit. Anything. The only people who are allowed to sell in there are someone who is, if it's Paula Wierheim, who does our events. She also happens to be someone who I used to do Beachbody, and a lot of you like to do Beachbody videos, and I don't like answering the questions. She will answer questions. She will not be in there selling it, though. But if you want to buy some Beachbody videos, you can buy them through Paula. She's been with me since, I think she was the fourth client that I ever had. She's been with me forever. And Tracy Lewis, she is in charge of all the PNP swag. So you might see Tracy in there answering questions about PNP t-shirts, PNP mugs, that kind of stuff. That's it. We're not selling makeup or anything else. And we're not going to be rude. If somebody is posting, let's say someone's posting about their sex life. We always encourage people. It's like, if you're going to have a post like that, just put TMI at the top, put a few asterisks so that it doesn't get into someone's feed. Then post what you need to post. Some people like to talk privately and they're having issues and stuff. If that's not your jam, feel free to like, don't see this post anymore. You can click on that little down arrow and you can turn things like that off. You do not have to comment and state, I don't like things like this. You just don't. If it's something that you think is really out of line, like someone is arguing religion, someone is arguing politics, things like that, then flag that for us to review and we will handle it. Do not feel like you need to go in there and handle it. I will handle, or Mary Jo will handle things. Please do not worry. But here's the thing. This group is not for people to take political stands. It is not for people to take global stands on things. You can do that on your public page. Inside this group, you know what we're doing? We're uplifting each other, believing in each other, striving for a better life, figuring out how to lose weight, figuring out how to get over a bad day without needing to drink, talking about our kids, talking about our life. That's what we're doing. Now, I'm going to tell you, we do have people that say they need prayers. I'm okay with that. Hell, I need prayers too sometimes. I know a lot of you do not pray and you are not religious. Scroll on by. If you want to do like something else, that's great. But I'm not going to ask people to not pray, and I'm not going to ask people to pray. But we're just going to all get along. And that's how PNP is. The bottom line rule is we're not going to be assholes and we're going to get along. Staying on track, live calls. You'll find you don't have to be on these to get coached, but they're so helpful. So if you're listening to them, this is what I tell people all the time. You do not need to be coached to get coached. If you will listen to some of the live calls after you've done your No BS lessons, you will be shocked how much you'll be like, oh my God, speaking right to me. And as long as you say like, oh yeah, like I need to hear this. I think the same things. Take your notes. You're going to just find we're all so much alike, it's unreal. So how do you start losing the weight? Like ASAP. Schedule time to do your work. Do not sit around thinking you're going to find time or that it's just magically going to happen. There's no magic in weight loss. We don't have magic beans. We have a calendar. You need to look at it. You need to figure out when you're going to get it done. Remind yourself it doesn't take long. It really doesn't. I want you to make sure that you know you have 8 hours of sleep a day. You have 8 hours of work a day, sometimes a little more or less on both sides, but then you got 8 fucking more hours left in the day. Somewhere in there, I am pretty sure that if you truly want to lose weight, you can prioritize to get your weight loss done. We're not even asking you to exercise. I'm asking you to make a 24-hour plan every day that should take you no more than 2 minutes. You just need to decide, when am I going to be doing this? And I want you to practice committing to that time, and you just do it, and you allow yourself to bitch, you allow yourself to moan, and you allow yourself to not want to do it, and that be okay. But I want you to make the new habit. The only reason why your brain doesn't want to do it and why it's going to think it's hard and overwhelming and confusing is because it's trying to establish a new habit. Your brain will fight tooth and nail to not establish new habits. So I want you to make sure you make a 24-hour plan every day and find a time that you're going to do it. You're going to review the 24-hour plan at the end of the day, or you can review it before you make the next one the next morning. That's how I do mine. I make a plan in the morning, takes me 2 minutes. The next day, I spend about 2 to 3 minutes assessing my plan, and then I make my next one. So I have about 5 minutes of total time. So figure out what's going to work best for you. Then you're going to go to your No BS. I would do this every Sunday. I would look at the modules for the week to see how long the videos are. I would put them on my calendar. When am I going to listen? Is it going to be in my car? Is it going to be while I'm showering each day? Is it going to be when I'm just going to sit down and take notes and go to a coffee shop? However you want to roll. There will be in your massive action line each week a highlighted worksheet that you can use. Or you can do all the worksheets in the modules. But I want you to think about, when am I going to plan this time? I'm going to teach you that when you plan, you get a sense of relief, you reduce your overwhelm, and you do not have to sit around confused, wasting time, wondering what to do next. When you sit down on Sunday and you give yourself 15 to 20 minutes to figure it all out, you've done your entire thinking about it for the entire week. The only thing you have to do the rest of the week is battle your brain not wanting to do it. But you've at least cleared the decks of, I don't have to be overwhelmed and I don't have to be confused first. I just have to do it anytime I'm not going to want to. Listen to any replays that make sense for you. You don't have to listen to any of them in the beginning. Once No BS is over, then you could start listening to all the replays if you wanted to. But do what makes sense for you. And calendar the time that you're going to want to study and make the most of any passive time. I talked about that. If you have questions, take it to Get Coached or take it to Facebook. Either one will work. If you want a more immediate answer, we've got mentors and tribe members who can answer in Facebook. If you want something specific from a coach or you're not on Facebook, take it to Get Coached. Just make sure you're going at your pace. The program is designed to be at your pace. It's not designed to be at any specific pace. We're just putting out content and you're supposed to pick it. It'd be like saying, well, I need to call Netflix. I think they're giving me too many damn movies each week. How am I ever going to keep up with all these movies? Not supposed to. You're supposed to do the ones that you want to watch, and you don't watch the ones that you don't want to watch. Last things, common early obstacles. I'm confused about what to do. You will want to be confused. Here's what I always say. I would just ask myself, what is one thing that I can do right now? Is it push play on any video? Just like spin the roulette wheel and just be like, what's the last thing that popped up into this private member podcast? Listen to that. Do anything you can to get into action. If you're confused about what to do next and you haven't done your 24-hour plan, guess what? Just do your 24-hour plan. If you haven't drank water today, just drink water. Check your massive action line. Just be like, all right, I'm just going to read that massive action line and see what it says to do for this week. I don't care if you've done none of the previous weeks. Just do that. You don't have to be confused. You can always just take action. Worst case scenario, go to the Facebook group and say, I'm confused. I don't know what to do. Tell me, like, here's what I have done. I always love it when you guys will at least list what you have done, because the tribe can give you like a next best step. If you go in there and you're just like, I just don't even know what to do. And don't say, I haven't done nothing. You've always done something. Well, I've listened to orientation. Like, whatever you have done, list that, and then they can give you a better guided answer. The next early obstacle is, I'm overwhelmed with the site, or I'm overwhelmed with my life. Again, I want you to understand that overwhelm comes from usually thinking one major thing. This is too much. And I want you to just take a breath when you feel overwhelmed and just say, if I wasn't thinking this was all too much, what is the one thing I would be doing right now? What is the one thing? That's usually enough to get your brain to bypass the overwhelm. And I'm just going to tell you, most of the time overwhelm comes from worried you're going to make the wrong next choice. You have to bypass that fear, the underlying fear under overwhelm. So just asking yourself, like, if I wasn't overwhelmed and I wasn't worried I'd make the wrong choice, what would I just choose to do? And that's always the best choice. Doing something is way better than sitting around worrying you'll do the wrong thing. Another obstacle, plans are going to change, or you're going to think planning is hard. I'm just going to tell you, plans will change. We're going to teach you how to roll with that. Rather than like feeling like completely crazy town and you throwing your hands up, just understand. The reason why we plan is so that you get into the habit of thinking ahead using your goal and your best self's brain. When plans change in the moment, you still can do what we're fundamentally teaching you, which is using your best self's brain. So if your plans change and people invite you out, rather than like throwing your hands up in the air and feeling frustrated and like a victim, just say, you know what? If I was Corinne and her friends wanted her to go out, I wonder what she would do. What would she probably order? What would she be thinking and feeling while she's there? Just try that on, write it down, and see, like, all right, maybe this is what I could do too. Another one, I fucked up already. I'm going to tell you, you're going to overeat. Fuck, you didn't join. Like, if all it took was $289 to solve all your eating problems, like, oh, well, I guess I'll never have an urge again. Girls, we've all spent money on weight loss programs. It's not buying something that makes you perfect. You're going to learn in PNP that you're going to have to mess up a lot to learn the new strategies that work. Most of you, what you've done is you've paid for programs, you've tried to do it perfectly, and when you mess up, you just quit because you think, oh, this must not be the one. This must not be the plan. The problem is they're never really teaching you what to do after you've had the problem. The reason why we're overweight is we're not able to say no to urges. We're not following our plans and stuff. We have to learn how to want to do those things. That means that we have to understand and identify why we aren't doing them now. So in the beginning, you're going to do fine. And then you're going to have a day where it's like you cave to the donut or someone invites you to do something else. That's okay. I want you to quit thinking I fucked up. I want you to be like, I'm figuring it out, rather than I fucked up, I'm figuring it out. This is part of it. One of the things that I love to think for myself is I never fuck up anymore. I only fail up. That's it. I'm just failing up. And that's how we all do it. I didn't lose 100 pounds because I was perfect. I lost 100 pounds because I figured out how to fail and keep going. That's how I lost it. And that's how I keep it off too. And the last big obstacle for a lot of you will come up with no one is supporting me. You know, after a few days of doing this, you're going to start figuring out like, oh, everybody in my life didn't decide to go on a diet with me. They're still bringing in chips. We're not going to sit and think that they're not supporting us. You know what they're doing? They're supporting their own eating habits. Your job in PNP is to learn to support your own eating habits. You do not need husbands, children's, mothers, bosses, the world to support your eating habits. You just need to learn how to support your own. So when you start thinking no one is supporting me and people start telling you, go on keto, this will never work, all that's coming, I just want you to just be like, you know what? They're going to have to think that because I now support myself through this process. All right, guys, I'm just going to tell you right now, you're in the right place. Nobody's teaching this anywhere out there. I'm thrilled to have you. I think that every one of you can do this. I mean it. This losing weight is available to all of us. I don't care how long you've been overweight. I don't care if you're binging. I don't care if you've been molested as a child. I don't care if you're on the last 20. It does not matter. The only thing that's going to matter is you being willing to work on your mind, because your mind is where all the weight loss is going to happen. All right, I'm going to open it up for questions now. Let me stop sharing and turn my video back on. Look at that cutie patootie picture. I'm just like, all right, let's see if we have some questions. If I didn't answer it, go ahead and ask now. Let's see. How do I subscribe to the calendar? If you will go to the calendar in the bottom right-hand corner, so if you go to pnptribe.com, scroll down halfway, you'll see the training calendar. There is, like, on the bottom right, it will say subscribe. If you subscribe, I believe, to the iGoogle feed, I think, Kathy, tell me if I'm right or wrong on that. If you subscribe to the iGoogle feed, that's the one that will update automatically as we make changes and stuff. Oh, no. Shit, you scared the fuck out of me. Don't do that. Oh, Chris is so good at, like, scaring the shit out of me. Y'all just got, like, that happens, like, 5 times a day. No shit. Like, oh, all the things. It's the, what'd you call it? iCal? Yeah. So you're going to subscribe to the iCal calendar. So erase everything I just said. If you subscribe to the iCal calendar, that will automatically update in your phones and on your calendars. If you do the other one, it just downloads our current one. So you're not going to get fresh feed and stuff. So if you go to the iCal one, that's the one that's going to work. Let's see. Where do you see and participate with others doing the NoBS course over the next 8 weeks? You'll see them all doing it together. Like, where people will be talking about it will be inside of Facebook. So that's where they'll be doing it together. You'll see us talking about it a lot over there in Facebook. The other way is if you attend the live calls on Monday nights, you can chat with people over here in the Zoom call. We'll be talking about that week's module every Monday with me, and then people will be asking questions and stuff. Hang on, I'm going to put my glasses back on. Question for a coach. I have a sensitive digestive system, so I'm having a hard time knowing if I'm at a negative 2 or having tummy issues. I have IBS and a gallbladder removed. How can I tell the difference? You know, I don't really know. You're going to have to play with it. On that one, what I would do is I would take notes of when you think you're hungry and what that feels like, and when you think your stomach is bothering you and what does that feel like, and see if you start noticing some things. Most of the time, it's like you just have to like track it for a while. And the other way to kind of note is going to be watch the scale. So if you notice the scale is going down, then you probably are more dialing into being at a negative 2. If you're noticing the scale's not moving, but you keep thinking you're hungry and it's just your gallbladder and your IBS, then you know that like take a look at all those symptoms that you had that week and know those are probably faux hunger signals, that's actually those things. Is a thought download and journaling the same? Yeah, we call them the same thing. How do we find our groups or which group we should join for accountability? So you're going to do that at hashtag daily post on Mondays. So tomorrow we're going to have that post. Now you can go in anytime during the week and find the previous Monday post and you can use that. But every Monday is like what we call meetup.com day here at PNP. So tomorrow morning that post will come up and then you're going to see at the top of the post, it's going to list what you need to put in that post to give everybody a good idea of the level of accountability you're looking for and all that kind of stuff. I'm worried about my first week. I'm going out of state on Thursday for a week for my son's wedding. How do I handle this? Cindy, if you will go, there's two things you can look at. Go to module. Let me make sure it's in there. I've got no BS pulled up over here just in case. If you will go to module 2, unit 9, it's called Special Occasions, Vacations, and Business Trips. Why don't you go ahead and watch that one now? And then if you'll go to the toolkit, to the staying on track bonuses, scroll down and it will say how to eat without knowing where you're going. Do those two things and that will give you a lot of information on what to do. Let's see. So if plans change and I change my 24-hour plan, is that considered an off-plan eat and should I do a recovery worksheet? I always do because I don't shame myself for recovery worksheets. Even if I do a recovery worksheet that's just because like, well, I planned a salad, the kale went bad, and now I'm going to eat, something else. Let's just pretend that Cran eats oatmeal for dinner because her salad tasted like some ass when she opened the container. I always call that an off-plan eat. I do a quick recovery worksheet because then what the recovery worksheet does is it reinforces the good thoughts I had about the switch. Do you ever give suggested eating plans, no sugar, no flour, for instance? No. You know why? Because I don't want you to be like going out. Like you need the skill of planning for yourself realistically what you can stick to, what you particularly like. I mean, it would be stupid for me to give all of you meal plans. You know why? I don't know what all of you like to eat. What if I give you a meal plan? I love liver. I think we should all eat chicken. Like, I think we should eat chicken livers, onions, and beets because that's one of my favorite meals. Like, most of you just did a collective vomit in your mouth. To me, that'd be a good time. I've been eating chicken livers since I was about 4 years old, and I love me some beets. Kathy hates beets. That's why I said beets. But if I was like, well, this is the key to weight loss, like most of you would not be able to stick to that plan. What I'd rather you guys do is I want you to get good at planning, which means you have to start where you are. You got to play with it. You got to refine them. We're not on the fast track weight loss plan. We're on the I'm losing this shit for the last time ever plan, which means I'm going to learn through trial and error. Guys, so much of PNP is trial and error. Saddle up, perfectionists. You're fixing to be on the roller coaster. Because so much of PNP, like learning your hunger scale, learning how to overcome mistakes, handling urges, traveling, everything is riddled with, guess what? Trial and error. But that's the only way to know what works and what doesn't. We have to just try shit. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. The only reason why you would be afraid of trial and error is if you're going to beat yourself up on the back end. And then that's why we teach you how to think about yourself. Because that's the only thing standing in the way is your own self-judgment. If self-judgment wasn't a problem, y'all tell me in the chat. If self-judgment wasn't a problem, how many of you would have already lost your weight? Every time you've quit a diet and every time you've made a mistake, like overate, it was the self-judgment that fucking hosed you. It wasn't the overeat. Because we have girls in the tribe who've lost over 100 pounds. There's like 60 or 70 of them now. They've lost over 100 pounds. Guess what they did all the way down? Overeat and figure their shit out and get over their self-judgment. And see, Corinna sitting here saying, I just not doing your beets and liver plan, Corinne. I'm struggling wanting to start with diet food instead of where I am now. I know you spoke about not starting at the end. Ginger, why don't you do this? Why don't you just put like, and here's the thing. Don't call it diet food. Just be like, start with where you're at. This is what I would do. Is I'd be like, where am I at right now? And what is, of all these things, if I was going to start with my diet food or if I was going to start with something healthier, I'll put this on the plan for this week. You could do that. What is the best approach we can try at the beginning for weekend if we don't know when or where we're going for lunch or dinner that day? Use the bonus. It's the how to eat out without knowing where you're going. That's where you need to go, Katie. It's in the toolkit. It's called Staying on Track Bonuses. I'm doing very well with 24-hour plans. However, I'm trying to do a weekly plan now, and I just don't know what I will have all week. The hubby cooks. Don't know what he is cooking. How do I navigate this? I would put in the dinner column what husband cooks, and then that morning just ask him and see if you can get it more dialed in for that evening. If you can't, then you just say, like, I eat what my husband makes, and I add a vegetable, or I add a salad, or maybe you don't do either of those. It's just I eat two of two, and if he makes bread with it, I don't eat the bread, or something along those lines. Just anything you want to do. How do I accommodate changes in my day? I've been making my 24-hour plan and then my day changes. You've got to decide why you're changing. Why do you need to change because your day is changing? You need to ask that first. If you're changing because it's a better offer, it would be more fun, shit like that, that's called weight loss problems. That's like the shit we say and don't lose weight. If you're changing because like, well, I planned to have my salad, but my boss requires us to go out to eat, are we going to go somewhere where I can get a salad? Like, you just have to look at those things. But just because your day's changing, guys, a lot of times my day changes all the time. And like a lot of times I'll have like somewhere I have to be in the middle of the day. Guess what I don't do? I don't go out to eat. I just wait to get home. Sometimes I miss a meal every now and then. I'm just telling you, it's not the end of the world. But what most of us do is we start getting into the cycle that we can't. Sometimes just say like, if my day changes, I'm just going to wait to eat and eat my plan. Can we ask Tracy to get a PNP Tribe bumper sticker? Kathy, have Sadie ask Tracy that. Should we skip the public podcast now that we have the tribe only? It's up to you, Micah. You can listen to both if you want. I've been planning since May, but just joined. I've noticed I'm having an issue with eating out, but I'm having a problem identifying exactly what the issue is. How do we deal with the overeating off-plan situation where we can't identify what's driving it? You're going to use your 24-hour plan when it says, why did I not stick to my, like, you know, did I stick to my 24-hour plan? Why or why not? You're going to put on there what you were thinking. What was I thinking? Like when you eat, is it because I want it? I mean, that's one of the reasons. Most people think there must be some deep, dark secret. It's like, no, you need to identify that I keep telling myself, I just want it. If you just want it, then that's going to be the thought you need to listen to, because guess what's going to have to happen when you go out to eat and you don't, and you want to be somebody who loses weight? You're going to need to want it, and you're going to need to sit there and say like, but I'm not having it today. Not this time. I'm willing to pay the price of sitting here wanting and then getting the goal later. Do you share a lot of places you shop online? This is Boston Proper. I only shop at two places. It's super easy. Boston Proper, White House Black Market. That's literally about the only two places I ever buy clothes from. One fear I have is giving up calorie counting. I'm worried that I'm going to eat too much without it. I'm afraid I'm always going to be hungry. What do you think about counting calories and using the hunger scale? I think that using them together, some people do that. And what they realize is that's a lot of thinking, being obsessive about food and stuff. It's going to be a lot of work. Here's what I would do. I'd quit counting calories. If you're only, I want you to think about this. I'm afraid I'm always going to be hungry or I'm going to eat too much. Why don't you just see what happens? Give it a week. See if your fear comes true. But be able to question it. Like, I would just be like, you know what I want to do this week? I'm going to wait until I'm actually hungry. Because if you're doing it with, if you're counting calories, you're still doing it. You're just somehow thinking you're in the safe range. And I'm just going to tell you, just listen to a really good book about calories and stuff. It is so debunked right now. Did you know that it's not even 3,500 calories for a pound? And that is what all the calorie apps are based on. And it's not even the right number anymore. It's the reason why calorie counting hasn't been working for people is because it's being debunked that that's even accurate anymore. So I would just be like, you know, the one thing that's accurate, my fucking stomach and brain. God gave you one for a reason. How about you just for this week, since we're doing the hunger scale all together, this is the week I'm not going to count calories. It's going to feel like ass because I'm going to want to, and I'm going to feel unsure, but I'm going to use this week to really pay attention. And that's what I'm going to do. How do I combat feeling starved at 1 a.m.? Janine, you have to tell yourself, I'm not starving at 1 a.m. If you have extra weight on your body, you need to tell yourself, I am not starving. I have conditioned myself to get up at 1 a.m. and eat. And now my stomach sends up hunger signals thinking it's time to eat because of my habit, not because I'm actually hungry and not because I'm starving, which means welcome to laying in your discomfort. You're going to need to have probably 4 to 5 nights where you lay there and you don't go eat. And you're going to need to think, I am not hungry. I am not starving. This is just uncomfortable because I keep thinking about it. It's just uncomfortable because I'm letting my stomach learn. It needs to go to my ass and it doesn't need food in its mouth to be satisfied. If you will wait, like your brain is going to want it, but your stomach, after about 20, 30 minutes of you not eating, it will tap starting, it'll start going into fat stores where it's supposed to go to get energy in the middle of the night. The reason why I know you're not hungry at 1 a.m. truly, the body was never designed to have to eat every 3 hours. You know how we know this? We sleep usually from 10 to 6 in the morning for millions of years. We've been sleeping when it's dark. For millions of years when we didn't have refrigerators and we didn't have access to food all the time, nobody was waking up in the middle of the night hungry, starving. You know what we've done? We've taught ourselves to be like, oh, I woke up in the middle of the night. I'll go eat to pass the time. I might be hungry. And then we train ourselves. Our body is supposed to take a break overnight. It is supposed to tap into your fat. It is supposed to rest and stuff. You have to retrain it to do that. If we don't have our planner or workbook yet, our single worksheets available for printing. Yep, go to the toolkit. If you go like you in your orientation, you have your 10-day quick start guide that already has your 24-hour planning stuff on there. So you have, that's why we gave you a 10-day quick start. So make sure you've printed that off. If you want the actual planner pages, all you have to do is go over to the toolkit, click on the planner where it says print your own, and they're all divided out so you can print the individual worksheets for you. Should I start worksheets or wait until we work through live sessions? I'd go ahead and you can start your worksheets now. I started 24-hour planning the day I joined last week, but was unsure about the worksheets. Yeah, go ahead and do your worksheets. Could you briefly address resistance to so much writing? Yeah, you don't want to see your shit. Most of you don't want to see your shit. Like, I don't want to do all this writing. This is the common things. I don't want to see how fucked up I am. Well, if you weren't thinking you were fucked up, you wouldn't care. If you were just thinking, oh, I want to see the stuff. Like, I really want to see the stuff that I've been using to eat over. Because once I start seeing, I can do something about it. There's a thought shift. It's just a perspective change. One of the other things is you've just told yourself for so long that you're not good at writing. You don't like writing, all these other things. It's like, all right, maybe you don't like writing. Guess what? Do you like weight loss? If you like weight loss, then just be like, you know what? I think I'm just going to not like writing and do it, so that I can get something I really like. y'all are going to have some resistance to the writing. You're all going to have bullshit. Like, I don't have time. This is too hard. I'm just going to tell you right now, you can like decide to believe all that, or you can just be like, this is part of the program. This is what I signed up for. It's not like I hid any of it. Y'all know I'm a big believer in writing about it. And you get to decide, am I going to work my weight loss or am I going to work my excuses? One or the other. Eventually what happens is after you do the writing for a little bit, you start experiencing the results, the positive benefits and stuff. And you're like, oh, thank God I started that. I'm starting to uncover some shit that I can fix. I'm starting to see that this wasn't as bad as I thought it was. This is just a bunch of habits. This is just a bunch of thoughts. Now I get to like move on with life and do something better for myself. Or you can sit around, resist, fear, wonder if it's ever going to happen for you, doubt. Like you can sit in that all day long if you want, and then ignore the writing and wonder why you keep eating. Like if you want to be in exhaustion land, then I highly recommend that's the way you go about it. If you want to make things easier, get to writing, let it be hard in the very beginning, and then let it start making its magic and working and helping you figure some shit out. And then you don't have to be doing all this exhaustion and confusion and doubting and resisting and wondering why you can't get your shit together. And I don't know why it's so hard to do the program. You know the reason why it's so hard to do the program? You don't get out a pen and just start writing. You're sitting around thinking about how hard it is. It's like, yeah, it's going to feel like ass the more you sit around mulling it. Rather than, it's just like cleaning the toilet. We can sit around all day long dreading cleaning the toilet, or we can go clean the toilet and enjoy a fresh, clean toilet. But at some point, nobody wants to shit and mold. I know you said Fridays are weigh-in days. Is there any reason not to weigh daily? No, you can weigh in as much as you want. We just do a post collectively in the Facebook group, and then that's where you have your worksheet. You only have to do the worksheet once a week. If you want to weigh daily, it's up to you. I've not begun meal prep time. How essential is it? It's as essential as you want to make it. A lot of people love to do meal prep for the week because it makes it easier on them for the week. But if, you know, not everybody does that, it's really up to you. You can also, if you think you one day want to be a meal prepper, start like I did. I just went to the store and bought things that were already prepped and put them in my fridge. And that was my meal prep. That's how I started. And then I just started learning how to do some of the small things like when I first started, I would buy like cut up fruit already. So I'd have like 5 containers that, you know, Publix had already done for me. You can buy rotisserie chicken that's already cooked and stuff. You just bring it home. You could just debone it. Then you have chickens for your bag salads, and you can buy canned beans, and you can already buy the hard boiled eggs at the store. You can buy a lot of things already done. And then that can be a food prep. Or what you can do is you can do like me. I also bought like, you know, those dry ass Weight Watcher pizzas. A lot of times I used to love a lot of frozen dinners. So I would just buy Weight Watcher meals, and then I would buy those pre-cut fruit cups and some bagged salad. And that was my, like, I ate that for a long time because it was easy and I didn't really know how to cook. So I didn't know what to do with myself, but I knew how to do stuff like that. So food prep isn't just like sitting around. Stop talking about my weight loss, my Weight Watcher pizzas. My son even loves them. I have to like watch him like a hawk because like I'll order mine. You know, to me, they're just like, oh, they're my everything. And then I'll catch Dan Logan down there scarfing down my spinach mushroom pizzas. And he's like, these are so good, mama. And then like, you guys are like disparaging them. I forgot what I was even saying. Oh, so I used to do that for a long time. Food prep can be, you know, really confusing, or it can be really simple, but it's always going to be what you make it. You just decide what you're going to do. A lot of people love the Costco because so much of the stuff's already done there. I haven't got my planner yet. Is there a journal in there too? Or should I just get a notebook for that? There is a journal in there. If you'll go, Jamie, just go over to the toolkit for the planner. You can click and you can look at it online to see what's in there. Also, what should I be journaling about? Is that something I should do every day, or what, just when the problem pops up? Journal whatever you want on there. You're going to notice that if you go to the planner, it's guided. It's going to, like, if you don't journal on anything else other than the questions I ask you, then you will have done enough. Can you explain the 2-2 reference? That's the hunger scale, and that will be in module 1. When will the Monday replays be available? We always put them up on Tuesdays. Most of our replays get turned around in 24 hours. The one today sometimes doesn't come out until Tuesday because my assistant is off on Mondays. But this one, we're going to get inside the thing as fast as we can. I'm going to prioritize it for her today. But most of the time on Sundays, there's a coaching call at this time. It doesn't come online until Tuesday. I went through no BS about 70% of it already. And last night at the family dinner, I did not overeat. First time ever. I woke up 3 pounds down. Coincidence? No. What pace do you go through no BS together? We do one module a week. Should I do it together or can I do it side by side? You can do it side by side. You can do it at a different pace. It doesn't matter. Do the Monday live calls follow a different focus than the no BS with which the new tribe members are focusing on? Where these Monday live calls for the next 8 weeks are all on the calendar and they all have a focus. So like tomorrow night is all going to be about fresh start, all the things in the fresh start. Then what's going to happen is, once we're done with this, we're going to start handling the holidays, and then the Monday calls will be about all things in the bonus course called Handling the Holidays. When I see the scale finally moving in the right direction, I tend to go rogue for some reason. Any ideas? Yeah, you're going to be doing your Hello Scale now, which is going to help you with that. I work out a lot and I'm hungry a lot of the time. Should I be eating every time I'm hungry, even if it feels like I'm hungry all the time? I would eat when I'm hungry. Do you teach girls to reconcile their dream weight and healthy weight to arrive at something that's realistic for a lifetime weight that can be maintained? I usually teach everybody to just set a weight, stop thinking about it, and then start thinking about what you're doing. That's it. Like, set a weight. Then when you get there, if you want to lose more, guess what? You've built the skill of losing the weight. Setting the number is just so that you get to tether your actions towards something. But it's like literally should be about 3% of your entire weight loss journey is spent thinking about that. The rest of it is thinking about what you're doing. I'm going to be in Vegas for a week and haven't planned any restaurants. Any advice? Other people will make the decisions. Everybody needs to go to How to Eat Out Without Knowing Where You're Going. If you want to do Unit 9 of Module 2 before you go, that would be excellent. Should I shut off the original podcast since I joined the tribe? No, I'd still listen to them, guys. You can't. It's not going to hurt you to listen to them. What frozen convenient meals are good for us? Any ones that you like. We do not put any restrictions on food here at all. What are some examples of effective, powerful questions of the day? Susanna, I would take that over to Facebook. That's a great question to ask over there. And if you look inside the planner, we have a page dedicated. Kathy, tell me if I'm right or wrong. There is a there's a page of powerful questions inside the planner. So if you look there, there's a bunch of suggested ones. Can you share your wrist tattoo and does it have any significance? Yeah, this one is the actual tribe. Me and about six other people have this one, six other tribe members. And then Queen C, y'all, if you're wondering, I've hurt my shoulder a little bit, like right here. So I'm having to like hold my arm up. I'm getting a massage. I think my rear delt is popped and I need to get it popped back in. It's pulling through my muscle. Queen C is what everybody calls me Queenie. And I put Queen C on here to remind myself before I go on stage. I rub it and I think about it. It's kind of like my alter ego. It's like getting into my mindset. And then this one is the first one I got, and it's called Strength because I love strength training. It took a lot of strength to overcome depression, to overcome my son's journey, and to overcome my weight. So I think about strength is like one of my totem words. How specific do I need to be on a 24-hour plan? Example, salad listed with what is on it and how much stress. No, I just always put big-ass salad on mine. I feel so overwhelmed, scared, and excited all in one. Welcome to starting something big. There you go. That's normal. What do you want your brain to do? To be like, this is boring. No, your brain's going to flip out. Just be like, that's completely normal. You know what I can do? I can doubt my way to weight loss. I can be scared and still take action. We're going to learn how to have those feelings and not fucking flip out over them. We're just going to be like nervous and excited and be like, okay. And thank God I have a program because now I can just do it step by step. I would like put all my faith in that. That's how I'll practice faith. When I do a 24-hour plan, do you list everything such as cheeseburger? Do I need to put mayo? No, just put cheeseburger. Can you talk about acceptable swaps in a 24-hour plan? Like, is an off-plan eat if we swap out the main protein or fruits and veggies? Like, if I, let's say I plan a veggie, like, let's say I plan green beans and I don't have green beans and I eat okra, I'm just going to write down what I had. I don't really call that an off-plan eat. If I say I'm going to have a baked potato and I order french fries at a restaurant, that's an off-plan eat. My husband's jealous PNP is for women only. Have you ever considered? No, I'm not doing a man's group. I told him I'll tell him everything. You can tell him all the things and y'all can learn together. He can listen to the calls. That's fine. Most men do. Most of the women play these calls in the house and their kids and their husbands are listening going like, oh my God, your guru's hilarious. Or, oh my God, I can't believe you listen to someone who cusses that much. That's fine. But they just can't be in the Facebook group. And I'm not doing a men's group. I keep getting asked for a men's group, but Lord, I just think that women, like, I love us. Men are titty babies. I don't know if there's enough mental bandwidth for Corinne to like listen to dudes and their testosterone and then being a titty baby on top of it. Just saying. Last night I ate a sleeve of crackers, the first since finding PMP. I'm struggling, not binging, watching one of my eight babies shutting down. I would talk about that in the Facebook group, or you can take it to Ask Coaches, but you ate a sleeve of crackers. There's a recovery worksheet. So when you do module one, you're going to want to do a recovery worksheet on it if you didn't have it planned. These glasses are Coach. I also have my red ones are a pair of Jimmy Choo's, and my black ones, I'm not sure who made those. Sometimes I eat when I'm not hungry because I'm going to be at work for 5 hours and I will get hangry and I work with kids, so that would not be good. So there's no such really thing as hangry. There's thoughts that make us angry about it. What I would do is start working on your timing, Michelle, on like, make sure that you, like, I'm not sure what you mean by I'm going to be at work for 5 hours. Like, I usually only eat every 5 to 6 hours. So just try to time or make a meal that's going to hold you over more. That's probably what I would do. You could also ask about that in the Facebook group. Tell them what you're eating and talk about this and then ask for ideas on how to make sure that. And just tell them I'm a newbie, because everybody's going to be like, hangry is a thought. I'm just going to tell you right now. Everybody's going to say hangry is a thought. But just tell them, like, I'm a newbie. Corinne told me hangry is a thought. I get that part. What I'm really wanting to know is this is what I typically eat, and then it's 5 more hours and I work with kids before I'm going to be eating again. Is there something I can adjust in that meal, or what would you guys call the best strategies for being able to make that 5 hour span? Do you drink while eating your meal? I do. If you can end up filling up water, but most of the time you end up learning that through the process. I eat breakfast on my way to work in the morning. By the time I get to lunch, I'm usually starving and have a limited amount of time, 5 to 10 minutes. That's funny. It takes me like 3 minutes to eat. I'm always like 5 to 10 minutes. That's called fucking stretching it out. So I usually eat supper super fast and end up overeating before I even realize it. Any advice? Plan to eat less, bring less food. If you know that what you're eating super fast doesn't make you overeat. Like, bring less food and then you'll just eat that fast and that'll be fine. But I'm going to tell you right now, I time my meals very often just to kind of see. I rarely eat something. Like, it usually takes me maybe 4 or 5 minutes if I'm really lollygagging. Name of the book mentioned on debunking calorie counting. I've been listening to this book called Roar, because I deal with periods pretty heavy and stuff, and it's for athletes. She talked about it in there. How do we drop the worksheet in an iPad and work it digitally? Good notes. And I asked, what is the name of the book? I already did that. How do you find accountability outside of the Facebook group? Donna, we don't really have that right now. You can email support@pnptribe.com and tell them to forward it to Mary Jo and let her get to work on that. Because all of the accountability groups actually meet outside of Facebook, but they hook up inside of there. If I make a 24-hour plan and then eat what I planned for breakfast at lunch and lunch at breakfast, does that require a prep worksheet? No. How do I reverse the direction of how the podcast play? Ask that in the Facebook group. I'm not exactly sure on how to do it, but I know you can. What time are the Monday calls? They're always in central time, but if you'll go to pnptribe.com, scroll halfway down, the calendar is there and it will tell you all the times for all of the calls. This is a long one. I'm working hard to be faithful to the basics. I'm experiencing difficulty with a plus two. I can do that, but often I'm hungry again in 20 minutes because I had gastric bypass. I just am not able to eat in a way that keeps me full for 3 to 4 hours unless I stuff myself. I think I have three options. Eat until I'm stuffed with better food choices. Eat again if I'm hungry in a half hour. Continue to eat the way I have been at dinner. My problem is snacking and bad food choices, not my meals. All right, look, let's do this. There is a subgroup for the weight loss surgery support group. Go over there, take this, but here's my advice. Rather than worrying about the plus two so much, just do what you've been doing and start working on bad food choices and snacking. If you're snacking when you're not hungry or when you're emotionally hungry and you're making bad, like you're just eating junk to eat junk, start with that and don't worry so much with the plus two right now. That's the bigger offender. So work on that. I like to exercise and have like 100 pounds to lose. Do you recommend to start doing weights right away? I do because I think they're great. Is listening to the No BS podcast equivalent to the website? Yes, it's the exact same thing. It's the same as the videos. It's just the audios of that. My favorite healthy choice for dessert? Probably just mixed fruit. I really love mixed fruit with like a little bit of like sometimes I'll mix some nuts in it. Sometimes I'll put like a little yogurt in there. I'll tell you one of my favorites is I like that Carb Master yogurt, the blueberry muffin one in particular from Kroger. It's my favorite. And then it's just delicious. And then I take blueberries and strawberries and I mix all that up. And then I take pumpkin seeds in the shell, the white ones. And I put a little bit on that for crunch. One of my favorites. I'm struggling a bit with the hunger scale. You're going to struggle with it for a while. I'm finding I'm not hungry, but once a day, if that. Is that normal for beginning something new? I'm never hungry at breakfast. Yes, it's very normal. If you've got weight to lose, guys, it's because you've had plenty of times where you were eating when you weren't hungry and you weren't sitting around worried about it. You were just doing it. Now, your body in the very beginning, especially the more weight you have to lose, as it starts like tapping into your fat, it is going to, guess what, have calories from all the Chinese buffets and McDonald's and whatever, pizza, cake, sleeves of crackers, all the things that we've been eating. That's all just sitting there like, when are you going to eat me? You might have physically ate it, but you didn't do anything with it. It's just been sitting in your storage unit. Now we're cleaning out the storage unit. And that will level out, I promise you. How do I handle shift work? I work 8.5-hour shifts with 1 half-hour break that varies. Do I eat even if I'm not hungry so I do not go past it too? Yeah, I would just eat during that time, honestly. And I would just like eat just enough to get me to, I get off work. I'm finding that I have eaten out of a desire for something to do. What do you suggest I replace eating as an activity with? Your No BS lessons, worksheets, journaling, figure out what you really want in life and start working towards that rather than just eating because you have nothing to do. What do you want to be doing with your life? It's a good question. So you start with, well, I don't know. Well, you're not going to figure it out eating. So start with a worksheet or just like sitting there talking about like, what do I want to be doing with my life? I don't want to be sitting around overweight. What would I like to be doing? And then you start working on like, why am I not pursuing that? What am I going to need to pursue that? What are some things I can start now to get closer to it? Are there books I need to read? Is there research I need to do? Then during the time when you're not eating, fill it with that stuff. Is this too vague for the first 24-hour plan? Work on learning the hunger scale. Pay attention. 2 to 2, water, dessert. A little bit too vague. You haven't put in there any meals. You need to put in there exactly like on your 24-hour plan today. Like, what do I want to eat? I don't care if it's Pizza Hut, Kim. If we're just saying working on 2 to 2, usually that's because y'all are afraid to commit to something to eat. commit to something to eat, even if it's something you think you can't lose weight, even if you think you're not going to want it in the moment, whatever it is. But that's the problem. So just commit to something. If I'm hungry at 10, but I know I'll be eating lunch at 11 with my business partners, but if I'm not hungry at 11, should I just kind of skip eating? I'd just go back. Can I default back to when I was hungry? I would just do that. Like if you were hungry then, now we'll tell you what's happened at 11. Because you were hungry at 10, your body was saying, hey, we're hungry. Oh, we're not eating. I'm going to go eat on some fat now. Then it's just satiated with your own fat cells. So then if you're planning to have lunch at 11, I'd just go ahead and eat to a 2. You're not going to need to eat much. My coffee drink, if you go to fitandfat.com/coffee, that's PHIT-N-PHAT.com/coffee, it's there. Does MCT oil thin your blood? I have no idea. You'd have to look that up on the Google. Is it recommended to eat to your plus 2, or is it fine to eat to a 0 or 1? Eat to your 2. Eating to a 0 or 1 is going to have you hungry super fast. What is on your 24-hour plan today? Well, I've already had my breakfast, which was 2 Kodiak pancakes with some cashew milk, like the chocolate chip ones. And then what is lunch? Oh, lunch is a JJ salad. So like I just have like a big-ass salad that has egg, bacon, cheese, like all the veggies. Like we just put broccoli, kale, onion, I think there's celery, carrots, cucumbers, cherry tomatoes, all that's in there. I use full fat ranch dressing. And then for tonight, we're actually ordering in Mexican. It's family dinner night and Logie chose Mexican. So we're bringing it in because JJ only comes on Monday. So we're at the tail end of all the food for the week. This is where we're just like, ooh. Some of it still tastes good. Some of it's like, we're at the tail end of that salad. Like when I eat that salad today, I'm going to be glad for a new one tomorrow. So anyway, tonight we will order, I'll order fajitas, like steak fajitas. And then Logan will eat my rice and beans, but I will eat the guacamole. I will eat the cheese. And I usually just don't do chips. So, I mean, I'm just like, this is not like an exception meal. This is just like a regular healthy meal. So I'll just eat some of that and that'll be, you know, fajitas have like all the vegetables and stuff. So I'll probably just eat that and with my guacamole and stuff. And that's my meal for the day. And does it matter what day of the week I begin? Nope. Since I'm new, I had an off-plan eat popcorn for movie night. It's been 48 hours later now. And I've been back through that lesson. Should I go back and complete a worksheet? I would. There's no harm in doing recovery worksheets ever, guys. All right, that's it. Thank you guys for hanging in there. Woo, that was a long one. So most calls are usually not that long, but this is the big orientation call. Kathy, what I would like to do is let's upload this twice, one just with the orientation and one with all the Q&A in it so that we do it both ways. So if people don't want to have to listen to all the Q&A, they don't have to. And then guys, I'm going to be doing the Queen's Club coaching in just a minute. Queen's Club is only for the people who've lost over 25 pounds. So they're coming up next. So I need to get off here, go potty, hydrate up, everybody drink water. I think we are going to institute the game. If you're listening to me and you're hearing me cuss, you should have to drink some fucking water. So y'all have a good one and I'll see you tomorrow night for the very first live talk about all things Fresh Start. Have a good one. Bye y'all.